This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, even if that happens to be how male genitalia fit inside of women's underwear. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been listening to Marcy over at NBC News talking about her. Well, she's basically having a public fit of schizophrenia, from what I can tell, and it's just imagining all sorts of boogeymen being out to get her.
Yeah, so it would appear, talking about this situation where, is it Juliana Huff? I'm sorry, I don't know these people's names. Juliana Huff is talking about how she's come out as not straight. Now, Miley Cyrus has never been shy about discussing her own personal sexuality. In 2015, the Wrecking Ball singer said, "I don't associate men and protection necessarily. I wonder if her security agents are male."
Yeah, they probably are.
Well, as we talked about earlier, it's primarily men doing the defending against primarily other men.
That's
I doubt
correct.
She has too many women stalking her after shows to attack her. It may happen. But primarily, it's going to be other men that her security team is protecting her from.
And generally, you're not going to find security teams comprised of women too often.
It would be mostly a publicity stunt.
Mostly. There was an African king who put together a crew of sort of, you know, warrior women to protect him.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I suspect
this was part of the random tidbits of information floating around in your head.
When you're a super genius like I am, you know a lot.
Fair point.
Yeah. I don't associate men in protection necessarily in a Time magazine interview. I think that that's given me the openness of sexuality. Okay. So you don't have to necessarily associate protection with your sexual partner.
Certainly not.
I get how that would be the case, but chances are good if Miley Cyrus employs security or somebody employs security for Miley Cyrus, the chances are that that security is, I don't know, 95% male.
I also would not want to be involved with someone who could not protect me in the event that I needed protecting.
Well,
it's not a common occurrence. And obviously, if I was with a woman, I would expect to primarily be the one protecting.
Oh, I see. So you're saying,
despite being trans.
So this is just a sexist point of view of yours. That if you're with a man, you want the man to protect you. But if you are with a woman, you want to protect the woman? Is that
I didn't
idea?
Say I would want to protect the woman.
But you would feel obligated?
No. I would expect to. It would be the default assumption.
Yeah.
That if somebody were to break into the house, I would be the one confronting that person.
Agreed. Yeah, I can see how that would be. Shortly after it was announced that Cyrus and her husband, Liam Hemsworth, were splitting up, photos of singer kissing a woman in Italy made the tabloid rounds. Gee, I wonder. I bet that didn't do anything bad for Cyrus's career. But even before the breakup, Cyrus embraced her non-heterosexual identity in Elle's August cover story. In language that echoed Huff's ownership of responsibility for her sexuality and marriage choices, Cyrus noted that she made a partner decision by choosing to marry Hemsworth in late 2018. Isn't it? It's late 2019 now. Why? I mean, why does anyone care, these people that can't put together a one-year marriage, what they have to say about this stuff? All right, go ahead.
Because they're bored.
Miley Cyrus and this Liam guy, I was looking at about their relationship over the break. They've been on and off again, on again, off again since like 2012.
Okay. Is he a good-looking man?
Apparently, yeah.
Well, I mean, did you see pictures?
Yeah, I saw a little tiny picture on my tablet.
One would think.
Michael.
I don't know what he looks like.
Thank you for taking one for the team. I do not want any amount of my brain cells devoted to the relationship history of Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that you did that so I don't have to.
Yeah. Let's see. She says...
So she's not.
Yeah, she made a partner decision for the person that she feels has her back most of the time.
No, they've been together and apart. They've been back and forth, on and off again, for years.
Okay.
Cyrus thoughtfully explains how her sexuality is both distinct from and influences her definition of what a relationship looks like. That's thoughtful.
That's a tautology.
Okay. Being someone who takes such pride in individuality and freedom and being a proud member of the LGBTQ plus community, she writes in a personal memo in Vanity Fair in February, I've been inspired by redefining again what a relationship is in this generation and what it looks like. Sexuality and gender identity are completely separate from partnership. No, they're not. Sexuality and gender identity are not completely separate from partnership.
I think they should be, but
how?
They're not. Okay, so this is a problem we have in with our language, right? We define a person's sexual orientation based equally on the sex of the person who is attracted as we do the person to whom they are attracted, right?
Uh-huh.
So rather than having, like, feminine attracted people or masculine attracted people or omni attracted people, whatever terms we wish to characterize this, I am, depending on your perspective, either a straight male primarily or a trans lesbian, right? My label that people put on my sexual orientation, it changes based on my...
how they view you.
Right.
Right.
And that's silly. In any event, I'm still primarily feminine attracted.
But sexuality and gender identity are still not separate from partnership. So it doesn't matter how you label me. I'm not going to be happy in a relationship if that person doesn't have certain sexual parts. So
it depends on the type of relationship. As you were saying earlier, you have a business relationship.
We've been talking about romantic relationships up here in this article.
Well, see, the point Miley Cyrus is making, is that romantic sexual relationships are not the end-all be-all of relationships. Well, it's just a different type of relationship.
I have a strong relationship with my business partner, Ian Freeman.
Right. Not a sexual one.
And I don't care what he does in his spare time and with whom he does it. I mean, I do care somewhat, but not a lot, apparently. I mean, you know, I've heard the stories, and they're frightening. She's added that her goal for...
They can't be half as frightening as mine.
Oh, I suspect not. She added that her goal for... you're on Grindr. God knows the stories just pile up. Her goal for 2019
Aria
was...
Aria Uncensored was a lot of fun back when I did it.
To live a carefree but not careless. A brilliant distinction that could serve... Brilliant! Thoughtful, the terminology, brave, that's been used in this article. A brilliant distinction that could not serve as a mantra for anyone in a marriage, straight or gay. The difference between carefree and careless, in a way, represents the ideological division in the definition of freedom. What?
Can
you remember that word salad by me one more time?
Yeah, saying, who ordered the word salad?
Okay, this is the commentary from Marcy about the commentary from
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus,
okay.
Yeah. She added that her goal for 2019 was to live carefree but not careless, a brilliant distinction that could serve as a mantra for anyone in a marriage, straight or gay. The difference between carefree and careless, in a way, represents the ideological division in the definition of freedom.
Okay, so it's just a word salad. We can't glean any meaning from that whatsoever.
Well,
because carefree and careless, they mean entirely different things. They are literally defined differently. So obviously, I don't know what else to add. They are different words.
To be free is not to have the power to do anything you like, Simone Beauvoir.
It literally is, though.
Writes in the Ethics of Ambiguity.
It literally is, though.
Indeed, Friedrich Nietzsche asserted that freedom is the will to be responsible for ourselves. I think that freedom must be coupled with responsibility. I don't think that it's the same thing.
What did she say Nietzsche said again? Freedom is the will to be responsible
for ourselves. So I think you must be responsible in order to be free, at least in the long term. But in the short term,
she's misinterpreting the way that Nietzsche was using will there.
Okay.
I would have to say. And we don't have time to get into it, and I don't have the mental wherewithal to get into it. My brain is very tired today from a very long weekend. But when Nietzsche spoke of the will to power and things like that, he was talking about will in a philosophical sense, not like will power.
Sure.
So he was talking about will, the exertion of desire, so to speak.
All right.
Well. So this kook is going to continue on 855-450-FREE.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDark. GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about whatever you would like. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about Marcy Bianco, who has evidently confused herself more than once, to be fair, about exactly what's happening in the world today. She has this image of the world in her head that, although it bears no resemblance whatsoever to the real world, is not going to stop her from writing silly articles at NBC about how heterosexuality is oppressive
and patriarchy,
and about how brilliant Miley Cyrus is. We mustn't leave that out, because she chose her words very carefully, it would seem, to heap undue praise upon Miley Cyrus. So let's get back into what this woman is saying, because it's, word salad aside, it's interesting. It's wrong, but it's interesting.
Well, it's interesting to see what other people think about the world. And, you know, you get caught in your own little echo chamber in life, and you got to hear other people's thoughts. And this responsibility carries over from the self to society, which is why, according to Toni Morrison, the function of freedom is to free someone else, whatever the hell that means. For Audre Lorde, this definition of freedom is a social construct. I am not free while any woman is unfree, even when her shackles are very different from my own. Okay, so libertarians define freedom as the ability to do what you want.
That's how I would generally define it.
And then they usually add the caveat, so long as you don't hurt somebody else.
Sure.
I don't think that's freedom, necessarily. The freedom is the ability to do what you want.
Well, you would have the people who would say something like, well, but you can't sprout wings and fly, so you can't be free. Right.
That, I'd say that would be the truth. You are not free to fly unless you can somehow create some device to fly, at which point you're that free.
But see, I disagree, because I think what they're confusing for free will or freedom is omnipotence. No one ever said that, you know, we were omnipotent beings.
Right.
You know, which is why Nietzsche characterized it in the way that he did, speaking of power and all that. You don't have the power to fly. That doesn't mean you are without power.
Which gets us to the other definition of freedom that libertarians use once they've been attacked on this one. So the first one is intended to be simplistic, right? The second one is to be free from coercive forces, meaning those are beings, right? Like
sure.
Cognizant beings. So freedom can only be truly freedom from other human beings telling you what to do.
Yeah, because you can strawman it all day. Well, you're not free because you're not free to just stop eating or to stop breathing or to stop drinking water
right.
or any of these other things. And again, it comes back to, well, we're not omnipotent.
Right. There's two things that, you know, there's basically two forces in at play intending to, control you in life. And one of them is nature, and the other one is human beings.
Sure.
And libertarianism and freedom, ultimately, deal with those human beings, so the interactivity there. Now, you can say, for instance, I'm not free because I don't have enough money to avoid going to work tomorrow. Now, that really isn't freedom. That's you making a choice about how you want your lifestyle to be and the choices that we all live in reality here.
Certainly.
Nobody's just...
Well, some of us do. Marcy may not.
Marcy's working for a living, at the very least. She's writing things on paper that somebody's paying her for or typing them on a computer. Anyway, this is a far cry from the type of freedom espoused by those on the right. For whom freedom, as I wrote in an earlier article on how misogyny is the driver of mass shootings in America.
Wait, what? Oh, God. We could have another 2 hours on that.
Man shoots a man in Walmart parking lot. It's misogyny. Is conflated with domination. In this context, freedom is actually possessed by a select few, as it is dependent upon the oppression rather than the liberation of disempowered people, particularly women and minorities. So there is no freedom because women and minorities are disempowered, is her premise here.
That's what it sounds like. Or she's not free.
I told you, this is a fun article. Just trying to figure out what this lady thinks. Cyrus's and Hugh's respective declaration does more than raise visibility of the queer community at large. It is a powerful assertion of their bodily anatomy and control over their sexuality. It's a powerful assertion. As though there's a problem with being gay in America right now.
Yeah, it's it's not really a it's a problem in some places.
Some people Kentucky, still have a problem with it.
Arkansas, Mississippi, not the best places. Even in those places, being gay, you're probably okay. It's being trans that will get you killed in Texas and Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana,
Get out of there, would be my short definition of that. My short explanation, my short bit of advice is get out of those places if you feel like you're in danger because of the clothes you're wearing or whatever. You need to get out. But these things are being written from New York City Metro and from the L.A. Metros, and there's no problems going on there.
No.
From these things. Now, I can see that your family may be disappointed or whatever, and, that's annoying.
Yeah, it sucks, but, they're entitled to their opinion, I guess.
Mom's going to have another conversation with you about how she's not going to get grandchildren. That's annoying, but it's not
that
a question.
That would be a relatively innocuous version of your family being disappointed. It's just, I'm not going to get grandkids. It's usually significantly worse.
Like how what?
Then you're going to pray the gay away camps, or then you're going to live with your uncle in Minnesota.
I see. You're talking about post-18.
Pre-18.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. So the there was this campaign called.
Well, you have to get to 18.
It gets better. Gay celebrities told gay teens that, hey, just hang on until you're old enough to pay your own bills or whatever. So, yeah, it's tough.
But
I don't know what else to say about it.
Yeah. But it does get better.
It doesn't. It's not easy. Then again, it's not like my mother allowed me to be a practicing heterosexual at her house, I can assure you.
Yeah, no one. I mean, in fact,
allowed to do that either.
Right. That's not going to happen.
The kids who are secretly gay or secretly lesbians, they have it easier in that regard. I've read stories about a gay brother and a gay sister who would invite their partners over to spend the night, and their parents, being clever, is like, okay, but you have to sleep in your brother's room or whatever. So they ended up sleeping with their actual romantic partner because their parents didn't know they were gay.
I suspect that is of the most unlikely of circumstances.
Sure. But if you are secretly gay,
it happens.
It's not that hard to get away with.
All right.
It's hard to be secretly gay. But if you have achieved that,
it's also hard to have a secretly gay sister. You're going to have a sibling that's the same age and things like that,
Yeah. Well, within a year or two apart, sure.
That's a trick.
Yeah.
Women's sexual liberation has always had a place in feminism. In the second act, Borivar explains that freedom is recognized in women's sexual activity and that it is freedom not only that. And excuse me, that this freedom not only rests in self-possession, but in self-accountability. So I don't even know what that paragraph was meant to say in here, but okay.
Well, it sounds like she's about to make a pro-life argument, because that would be accountability for women having sexual choices, would it not? What do you think about the whole thing? Give us a call, 855-450-3733.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more, this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense attorneys are reacting to the judge's ruling that Johnson & Johnson must pay $572 million to the state of Oklahoma for marketing opioids.
We are disappointed and disagree with the judge's decision. We believe that it is flawed.
That's defense attorney Sabrina Strong, who says the pharmaceutical company has sympathy for those who suffer from substance abuse, but insists that Johnson & Johnson did nothing to cause the opioid crisis. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is feeling well enough to make a public appearance after completing cancer treatment. The 86-year-old justice picked up an honorary degree from the University of Buffalo Law School on Monday and also did a Q&A with some of the students. And Republican Congressman from Wisconsin, Sean Duffy, is stepping down at the end of next month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about Marcy, but before we get back into that, Mark, why don't you tell us about what you're holding in your hand there?
I would recommend My Magic Mud even to Marcy, because I recommend...
Lesbians don't deserve white teeth.
Yes, they do.
Not the crazy ones.
Everybody deserves good oral health, and that's how you're going to get it, is My Magic Mud. Not only does it whiten teeth, but it... Also, it makes my teeth whiter than I feel any other oral care product. So I've used it for some time, and it's been like more than a half a decade, and I won't live without it. I love it that much. It is... I just have to have it. And if you want to check it out, it is... Black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. Now, My Magic Mud has lots of products, but that is their core product. Try that first, because I think that you'll love it. If you listen to one thing I say here on Free Talk Live, listen to this. My Magic Mud is an incredible choice as far as oral care goes. You can get it at most major health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. But if you go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20, you can save 20% off. It's MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20.
Very cool. Let's get right into the phones. We've got Joshua calling in from California. Sorry about that. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's on your mind?
So you guys were talking about misogyny and how it was causing mass shootings.
Mass shooting.
Marcy wrote the author of the article that we've been discussing also wrote an article about how mass shootings were ultimately caused by misogyny. Yes.
Do you think video games misogynistic have anything to do with each other? Like, could they be linked?
Do I think that misogyny? I don't even know how to define misogyny. Is that woman hating?
That's literally what it means.
Yeah. So if we're taking it for as women hating, I think people have biases based on genders. Sure. And I think that video games are designed by people. So I think that the people that design video games have biases on gender, and they bring all their biases with them when they write the stories and put these things together. I also think that imaginary women with super large boobs sell more video games than imaginary women with flat chests.
You got a point there.
I think video games as a whole cause mass shootings because of the intense amount of violence in them that's being shown to young kids, like 5-year-olds and up. That could really damage you.
So, what 5-year-olds are, which video games are we talking about? Are we talking about all video games like Tetris?
Stuff like Grand Theft Auto and stuff like that. You know, the violent ones, Call of Duty.
How old are you?
Tetris. I am 19.
Have you played Grand Theft Auto?
Yes, but I don't really play video games that much. I played it over a friend's house when I was
around. It sounds like an anachronism to me. I mean, Grand Theft Auto, when was the last time they released one of these things? 10 years ago?
GTA 5 was like, 2 years ago?
Okay.
Long ago. Okay. It was like 10 years ago that GTA 3 and...
The controversy surrounding Grand Theft Auto was 10 years ago, at least.
Sure. Well, that was when it went 3D, and then there was San Andreas and the hot coffee scene and all of that. But certainly. So do you think that this playing of Grand Theft Auto that you did, do you think it traumatized you?
I was old enough to understand what was right and wrong at the time. I'm talking about like 4-year-old, 5-year-old, stuff like that. Kids, parents who just put their kids in front of video games.
I don't know if this happens, but all right, I'll take your word for it that parents put 5-year-olds in front of Grand Theft Auto.
Who's the parent putting a 5-year-old in front of an M-rated video game?
So there has to be one.
I'm sure there's one out there somewhere. But
it happens more often than you think.
I would not at all be surprised that it happens more often than we think. I would have been allowed to play rated M video games when I was a kid. I didn't because they didn't exist then. I played, Mario. And
they probably
kind of
weren't that interesting to you either. I had a kid,
I didn't go around jumping on turtles.
A kid came to my house at one point, and his father and I were hanging out, and he wanted to play my video game console, and I had a whole bunch of video games, many of them mature, Grand Theft Auto kind of things, and he chose to play Crash Bandicoot because that's what interested him at the time. I'm not going to be. I think you're right that it's probably more kids than I am. It would surprise me, but I'd say this is that although you can say that you could say most mass shooters have played violent video games, you can probably not say most people who played violent video games have become mass shooters. So these things are I would call them related. I'm not going to claim that media doesn't affect my view of the world. When I get out my English longsword and I swing it around, is usually during a movie with an English longsword. So,
I would also say, however, that the kind of person who is a violence fetishist, to the extent they're actually willing to go out there and harm other people and kill other people, is also the type of person that is going to be innately drawn to violent movies, violent video games, violent television shows. So it's not so much chicken and the egg. It's that, hey, there's this thing over here that's going to appeal to psychopaths, and the psychopaths find it and go after it.
Another thing that I would point out is that this diatribe against media has been around for a long time. Before we had video games, there were comic books. And in the 50s, there were congressional hearings on whether or not the bright colors and lurid – drawings of video games were turning kids into perverts and...
you meant comic books?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I say video games? I'm sorry. Yeah. Comic books were turning kids into, killers and perverts. So, the same reasoning's been around a long time.
I mean, now, have psychopaths. Going all the way back to the dawn of human history, there have been murderers and rapists and serial killers.
Yeah, Cain probably hit Abel in the head with a rock because of video games.
He beat him at Tekken.
I saw that on Facebook.
Fatality.
God. There's this game called Kane and Lynch 2, where you just go around murdering strictly women and nothing else. It's made by THQ, and it's a terrifying game.
Okay.
Honestly, it's misogynistic as all hell. What do you think about that?
Do I think it exists? All right.
No, it does exist. It's called Kane and Lynch 2.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
I played a video game not too long ago. I streamed it on Twitch in violation of their terms called Angry Goy 2. It's a game featuring prominent white supremacists like Richard Spencer, Chris Cantwell, and the goal of the game is to run around as a third-person shooter, top-down, sort of like Zombies Ate My Neighbors from the SNES era. The goal is to run around killing a bunch of leftists.
That is not cool.
These do not sound interesting to me. They don't.
No, it was a horrible game. I made it like 10 minutes in, and I was like, it's not terrible, I'm a sure. terrible message. It's,
right. The game was designed so that you could talk about the game's premise, not so that the game would be good.
But the game's premise was a bunch of white dudes running around killing other white dudes. And that's all you do in the whole game.
And that brings me to my point about you were talking about the game where the guy goes around and kills a bunch of women. Most games... Where someone, you can say it again if you'd like, what was it?
Kane and Lynch 2.
Okay.
Kane and Lynch 2.
Most games that I played where somebody kills somebody, and that's a human being that we're talking about, it's a guy killing a guy. Now, is that, what's the other term besides misogynistic? What's the opposite
misandry.
One? Misandry. Is that misandristic?
But usually it's women and men. You know what I'm saying? This one was just...
No, it's not.
Well, I mean, Joshua, thank you so much for the call. There's so much to talk about.
If we look at the gender of the things that have been killed, the polygons that have been killed in video games, that gender is going to be largely male.
I would agree entirely. Having played my fair share of Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare 2, and
it
all the
games.
Sounds
like a bunch of people getting breathless over nothing.
855-450-3733.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about Marcy Bianco.
Bianca, something like that.
This crazy lesbian who has decided that all of the world's problems are the fault of men.
And she's pretty clear about it.
And the only way that women can have freedom is by having sex with each other.
Yes, that's pretty much it. I think that sums this up. And this notion that an adult is responsible for their own sex life, how they have sex, who they have sex with, when, where, and why they have sex, portrays a sharp contrast in our culture. Where men seem to never have to take responsibility for their actions, women must always take responsibility for not only their own actions, but the actions of men.
Okay, well...
She sounds a little angry.
She's also demonstrably wrong. Men can become on the hook for child support, whether they are actually the father of that child or not.
Well, now you're just talking about sex. She's just saying generally
actions. Okay, sure. But she's talking about, you know, the consequences of sexual liberation.
How come I have to take a pill? How come he doesn't have to take a pill?
Well, the man is going to be on the hook for child support if he gets a woman pregnant, whether he likes her or not. Even if he wants her to have an abortion, it doesn't matter. He's still going to be on the hook for child support. And in a lot of cases, if he's not even the father, it won't matter. And DNA tests won't keep him from having to pay child support. There are countless cases of this. Meanwhile, the woman can indeed have an abortion. And just go, no, I don't want to be responsible for this, so I'm not going to be. And look, I'm pro-choice. I'm not saying people who have abortions are irresponsible, but if they want to be irresponsible, that mechanism is there. It is not there for men.
I am against irresponsible people having children. I'll go that far. Absconding from responsibility is the quintessential strategy of the patriarchy. It's how men stay in control and never lose their power. How much control do you have, Michael?
Over what?
I don't know. That's the thing, is I don't have much this control of which she speaks.
What do I control? Maybe my life? My own life?
Yeah,
I don't control anyone else.
Let's get back into the phones here. We've got Cameron calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. Cameron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. So my older brother grew up with Tourette's. And when we were kids, I remember I asked him how he managed to stay so positive. And his
I hit it again, and that time it drops. So
okay, drop over there on the back one, too.
Oh, yeah, you are correct. Thanks. I always forget that one.
Yeah.
Because that's the LRN one, right?
Yeah. I can see that one coming, by the way.
Yeah, with Tourette's. I was going to ask you what kind of Tourette's, because it's not all foul language. In fact, the vast majority of
it is
not.
Yeah, but the funniest one is foul language.
Sure, but that's also like the one that only came up in a movie and never actually happens in real life.
No, there's not. It happens.
I mean, sure. Maybe in like 0.001%.
Right. You're much more likely to have, say, lycanthropy or what's this? The mimic.
Lycanthropy?
Lycanthropy? Yeah. Lycanthropy? Is that how you want to pronounce it?
That's where you turn into a werewolf.
No, well, that would be what Hollywood calls it, yes. But this is just where you bark like a dog.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I know somebody who clucks like a chicken.
There.
Yeah. It's pretty clearly Tourette's, you know. This person is brain damaged as well. So
I was a roommate of a guy who would have to mimic any mechanical noise he heard. So, you know, the water heater comes on and goes he'd have to go
interesting.
The microphone goes ding, he goes ding. Kind of, you know. Yeah.
Fascinating. But news for the people out there, we do have what is called a dump button.
Yes.
Which means that, you know, we can...
Let me explain a dump button to you people who aren't that familiar with radio.
Absolutely.
A dump button is us traveling in time. The show is done live, and then 7 seconds later, it is broadcast out over the various ways that it's heard. And that 7 seconds, we have control of. So if we have a dump button, we push it one time, it goes back 3.5 seconds. If we push it two times, tuk, tuk, it goes back 7 seconds. So if you get on the radio and you tell a joke about Tourette's.
See, I didn't know that. And what it sounds like is that I may need to hit the dump button twice.
Okay.
Because we're reporting that some of that got on the air.
Okay, well, that's that falls under the FCC's fleeting expletive rule. So, you know, it's not like you or I said it. It was somebody who was, you know, the guy in control, the panel didn't understand what to do. So, you know, as the case may be. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
Interesting. I didn't know that about hitting it twice.
Yeah,
that's
hitting
good
it twice.
Enough.
Yeah, hitting it once will go get half of it, and hitting it twice will get 7 seconds. So anyway.
Well, no, I know that. People trying to call. Oh, they're talking about the video feed anyway.
Oh, the video feed, it always gets on.
Yeah, we can't do anything about that.
Yeah, I can't I don't want to spend the money to get whatever the equivalent of a dump button is for the video feed.
Yeah.
The video feed goes out live. So, yes. If you call in from Twitch, you can get your cussing in on Twitch, which isn't hard. Twitch doesn't have any rules against cussing. So, you know, it's not like we're violating anything anyway. So
no, there's no FCC on Twitch.
As long as, you know, we're protecting our radio station's licenses, then it doesn't particularly matter. I mean, I've heard all the dirty words that any person's going to call in with.
Yeah, for sure.
Absconding from responsibility is the quintessential strategy of the patriarchy. It's how men stay in control and never lose their power.
Absconding from what?
Responsibility.
Responsibility.
Okay.
As Lord wrote in Sister Outsider, the cost for those of us who not only have to carry the responsibility of others, but to educate them, too, is our own liberation, agency, and self-creation. The oppressors maintain their position and evade their responsibility for their own actions. There's a constant drain of energy which must be better used in redefining ourselves and devising realistic scenarios for altering the present and constructing the future. So basically,
word salad.
Men aren't responsible for themselves. Women can be responsible by getting irresponsible people out of their lives. And don't forget, men aren't irresponsible.
And men are in power because they're irresponsible.
That's right. They maintain their power through irresponsibility. While men stay in their stew in their mess, women are rising. They're taking back control of their lives and their bodies, and they are questioning the foundation of the patriarchy, heterosexuality, that is keeping them blindly subordinate for centuries. These women ruled by their sexual desires.
For men.
For centuries. Yeah. When you want to go and change, this lady is no different than the pray the gay the way lunatics.
I would agree entirely. Yeah. Having dealt with plenty of the pray the gay away lunatics.
Didn't you get sent to one of those things?
3 years in a row.
3 years in a row to gay camp.
And she's absolutely just as bad as they are.
Yeah. A feminist critique of compulsory heterosexual orientation for women.
Hold on, what?
What?
A feminist critique of compulsory heterosexual orientation for women.
Wait, nobody's forcing women to have a sexual orientation.
She says they are.
And a heterosexual one at that.
Adrienne Rich wrote in her 1980 feminist classic, Compulsory Heterosexuality and the Lesbian Experience, it looks like this critique has finally arrived in the mainstream. And Marcy Bianco is happy at it. She's a writer and editor living in California. She's a columnist at the Women's Media Center, and her writing can be found both online and in print in outlets like NBC, Think, Pacific Standard, Quartz, Rolling Stone, Salon, Vanity Fair, and Vox.
A lot of left-leaning... publications.
Rothbardian stuff is in here.
Did you expect there to be?
No, I didn't for a second.
I wouldn't either, but if she wants to quote Nietzsche, she should probably also read some Rand and Rothbard. It certainly wouldn't hurt.
They're sort of predecessors, not predecessors.
Successors.
Successors.
Yeah, absolutely.
To this idea. Yeah, I know Nietzsche's well-liked by the libertarians. I can't say I've picked up a man and superego or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
But,
well, it would depend. You're probably referring to Thus Spake Zarathustra.
Okay.
Which is probably his least understood book. I mean, he wrote Beyond Good and Evil to explain that, and then he wrote an additional book to explain Beyond Good and Evil, and then because even academics kept coming up to him saying, we don't understand what you're trying to say, he wrote yet another book to explain that book.
Sounds like he's a bad writer.
He was a terrible writer. Brilliant philosopher. But it is so hard to understand anything he writes.
If you can't communicate what your philosophy is...
Well, it was written initially in German,
uh-huh,
right, back in the 19th century.
Was the German understandable, though?
I don't know. I wasn't a German living in the 19th century, so I can't answer that.
I'm just wondering if you can truly be brilliant. Like, you can think you're brilliant. Lots of people think they're brilliant. But, you know, if you can't communicate that brilliance, then are you brilliant? I don't know.
Well, he communicated it, just not very well.
Okay.
And I guess I have some tolerance for that. If you want to communicate a really complex idea, it might take a really complex sentence.
Or maybe your ideas just suck, like Marcy Bianco's here.
Yeah, that's true. Hers are awful. There's more. Trump is coming up.
I'm giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.